ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232, also on Twitter, at ESPN 580 Nick, and at The Jerry Daniels. Coming up in just a minute, we'll get to the Daily Rewind. We'll take you through the day's sports conversation. Of course, the NBA draft last night in New York. Philly taking Markelle Fultz with the first overall pick. Lonzo Ball goes where LeVar said he would go, number two to the L.A. Lakers. We'll talk about LeVar in the draft, talking to Jeff Goodman yesterday. That was an amazing moment, LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball guaranteeing a playoff berth for the L.A. Lakers moments after Lonzo Ball was. It might have been peak LeVar Ball. Then again, it might not be. This might get more interesting. Boston Celtics take Jason Tatum with the third pick. Josh Jackson from Kansas goes fourth to Phoenix. De'Aaron Fox goes fifth to Sacramento. And then, of course, the Orlando Magic take Jonathan Isaac out of Florida State with the sixth overall pick. I really do like the pick for the Magic. I like Wesley Iwundu with the 33rd overall pick. When we get to some of the trades, though, that's where I start to get a little hung up. We'll talk about that coming up here at 6:30 with the Orlando Dodge question of the night, which, of course, is: how do you think the Orlando Magic did in the draft last night? You want to give a grade? You can. You want to give your thoughts? You can do that at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. That's 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. And let's go to David in Orlando to start things off. David, you're the leadoff hitter on Live, Local, and Loud. What do you think, David?
You know, as far as the draft, I think we did all right. But, you know, I got another question. Mm-hmm. At what point do we kind of start thinking that, you know, EP and some of these players, like, they are who they are? Like, you know, EP, like, when do we realize that he's, you know, a decent backup point guard in the league?
David, I've been saying that, I think, for the last couple of weeks. I think it's around now. I do, and it's hard to tell with a guy like Elfrid Payton, a guy like Aaron Gordon, because they've had how many coaches? Three, right? Aaron Gordon and Elfrid Payton have both, they've gone from the whole Jacques Vaughn, James Borrego situation to a year of Scott Skiles to a year of Frank Vogel. And the feeling that I get from Magic fans, those that are pro Aaron Gordon, pro Elfrid Payton, are that it's going to kind of start to build from here because they're going to get a consistent coach. Frank Vogel's going to be here at least for the next 2 years. This next season and 2 years after. He's going to be at least here in four seasons here in Orlando, and I think longer than that as well. But when you get a consistent coach in there and a consistent voice, maybe those guys come around. Now, I happen to be on the same side as you, David. I think Elfrid Payton is going to be great running a second unit somewhere. Like Elfrid Payton coming off the bench in, I don't know, Houston, going up tempo, kind of that, you know, improv style point guard play. I think it's going to be great for him running a second unit. Now, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong because I'd like to see him take that next step. I'd like to see him get back to playing the defense that he played his rookie season when I thought he could have been the rookie of the year. Instead, it was Andrew Wiggins. But when I thought he could have been rookie of the year, Aaron Gordon, same sort of thing. Aaron has shown flashes. But right now, Aaron Gordon is much more of an athlete. Like, I love this thing at high school football, and Jerry knows this. You know, the high school football player that's really not great at one thing, right? What do they put next to his position? ATH, right? He's an athlete. When I see ATH, you know what I see? Great speed, great athleticism, not really great at anything else. Like, when someone says someone is a combo guard, like Marcus Smart. When I ask you, what is Marcus Smart, everyone's going to tell me, combo guard. All right, it means you're not good enough to be a point guard. You're not good enough to be a shooting guard. You're not really good at anything. You're good at a lot of things. Yeah. What is that? You know, something, but master
which
of
is,
none.
Which is the big question last night was with Philly, because Simmons and Fultz, really, I don't know which one is a true point guard.
They're going to go through that experiment with Simmons and Fultz and that. Philly is going to be the ultimate experiment. By the way, really do appreciate the phone call, David. Thank you. At 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. To answer your question, I don't know. I don't know about Elfrid Payton. I don't know about Aaron Gordon. The Magic have to decide whether or not they want to give them new contracts at the end of this next year.
Yeah.
Like, would you give Aaron Gordon $100 million right
no.
now? You wouldn't. Would you give Elfrid Payton $100 million? No, but
I would trade them both right now.
You would trade them both. The problem is, their trade value is nearly nothing because no one wants to trade to pay those guys next summer. They're basically expiring contracts. So teams like, you know who would really be interested in Aaron Gordon, I think? Brooklyn. Brooklyn just took on that Mozgov deal, but that's fine. They would pay Aaron Gordon to put him next to D'Angelo Russell and say, hey, the two guys just grow together. just go ahead, like, go play Call of Duty together. Go hang out. Sit on a sofa somewhere. Go be millennials together.
Do you think it's interesting that Isaac, the name Isaac threw out that he wanted to work with was Aaron Gordon?
He said that Aaron Gordon had tweeted him or texted him earlier in the day. No, those guys are very similar. Like, they are. Like, their games are very similar. I think Isaac is a little bit better offensively at this stage of his career than Aaron Gordon was, and maybe I'm speaking out of turn when I say that, but I think that Aaron Gordon, I think if you come to Orlando to play, that's the one guy that does intrigue you. Like, he's the highest profile player on the Magic. 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. The Orlando Dodge question of the night. How do you think the Orlando Magic did in the draft last night? They take Jonathan Isaac with the 6th overall pick. They take Wesley Iwundu with the 33rd pick. They trade 25 and 35, and we're going to get into that coming up at 6:30. Let's get to the Daily Rewind.
Nick and Jerry weigh in on the day's sports conversation. It's the Daily Rewind.
Why don't we start in the morning? It's with Mike and Mike. They're on from 6 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 580. Today, 76ers head coach Brett Brown talked about his core three players. This kind of plays into what Jerry and I were just talking about. It says he plans to have all three of them on the court next year.
Based on, you know, everything I know to date, based on the progress of Joel returning from his surgery, based on Ben's progress and watching him in the gym, go up and down the court, work on drills, play five-on-five basketball, assuming, you know, continued health and continued progress of health of all those players. That's the goal. That's the vision. And it seems like it's on track for that.
76ers head coach Brett Brown and Mike this morning. When you look at the triumvirate there, the three players, when we talk about the whole trust the process in Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Markelle Fultz, everyone is ready to kind of pencil Philadelphia in as they're a kind of fringe playoff team. They're a sexy playoff pick right now. Yet they've played 31 NBA games between the three of them, and all of them are Joel Embiid, and Embiid did not finish out the year last year. And it's a deal to me that Brett Brown even has to address this question in the month of June, whether or not all three of those guys are going to play, because Simmons missed all of last year. Markelle Fultz appears to be healthy, and we don't know about Joel Embiid, who, by the way, similar situation to Aaron Gordon and Elfrid Payton. Are you ready to pay Joel Embiid at the end of this year, especially if he can't get through healthy? Because he's about to get really, really expensive. Philly is going to be an interesting team. They're going to that whole positionalist basketball thing. You throw in Saric with that. It's a strong four. Bob Covington as well. I don't know who plays well, but they should be a whole lot of fun to watch. That is Mike and Mike, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 5. And the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts on from 10 to 1 today. Clinton Yates joined the show, and he talked about John Calipari at the draft last night. And if you caught Cal last night, he was at his best and talked about the one and done in the NBA.
The one and done rule is something that a lot of people like to credit to Kentucky head coach John Calipari. I think that calling him an innovator is a bit of a stretch, because I don't necessarily know that he is the progenitor of doing things this way. I understand that he's the first one to do it in that manner, but his hand was forced. I think that one of the smartest things he did as well was establish early that was going to be the pattern of how he did things. When you get Calipari, you know what you're going to get. Cal is there to turn guys into pro players, and I also love the fact that he's realistic with his dudes about whether or not that means the NBA. All right, there are more places to play pro basketball than just the United States of America, and if you're a player, a high school player in this country, and you want to make sure you're getting paid at the next level in order to play ball, John Calipari is your guy.
Clinton Yates on the Dan Le Batard Show. He's completely right. If you have a kid and you want your kid to play in the NBA and he has a choice between Kentucky and some other schools and the NBA is the priority, John Calipari has turned his program at Kentucky into the kind of NBA minor leagues. I don't hate it. I don't love it because every year Calipari in Kentucky is kind of cycling 7 or 8 new freshmen in there, and I don't like it for college basketball, but it works for Cal. I mean, we had all of the classic Calipari last night. He's upset Malik Monk fell. He's on national television, by the way, getting a whole lot of pub for his program and for himself, but he's on national television kind of recruiting into your front, into your living room, because you see him kind of standing up for his kid and Malik Monk, talking about, well, I don't know which table I'm going to sit at and all that stuff. I've got so many kids that might go in the first round. I mean, how many Kentucky kids went in the first round of the draft last night? I think it was 3 or 4. If you have a kid that is going to be a one-and-done kid, Kentucky's the place to go to. I think it's best for college basketball. No, but it's a whole lot of fun to watch John Calipari continue to rack and re-rack every season. The Ryan Russillo Show on from 1 to 4 here on ESPN 580. Today, Ryan, not surprised. A lot of trades went down last night during the draft. Quite a few, many in the second round as well. We saw Jimmy Butler traded to Minnesota. One guy who did not move, Paul George, and Ryan was not surprised.
I'm actually not, because I think the offers were terrible. And I've been saying this whole time, if I'm Pritchard and in this first move, I would make up shirts that say Pacers basketball will all be bummed out, and I'll see you in late October, because I'm not trading Paul George for back end of the first round. That Lakers rumor about 27 and 28 and Clarkson and Julius Randle, who the Lakers don't even want, or they don't even want to re-sign them, no one agrees with me here, so I know I'm on an island.
It's all right.
But I would wait this thing out and then hope an owner is desperate. But look, we still you didn't have to, there was no rule. Like, I talked to other teams, like, we got to get this done Thursday. But you know who the Pacers? Pacers don't have to get it done by Thursday. I don't know how close the Celtics thing was. I think the Celtics were probably in on the Butler thing. Yep. But, you know, we'll see.
That is Ryan Russillo on the Russillo Show, 1 to 4 here on ESPN 5 Heavy. I'm surprised Paul George didn't get moved, I have to say. And I know that Ryan says that the Pacers don't have to be in a hurry. I guess you're right. If you don't like the offers now, you're okay to take 30 cents on the dollar instead of 40 cents on the dollar late in the year. But the offers aren't going to get any better. And if you really think Paul George is going to go, maybe 27 and 28 and a young player that you might like in the future is good enough. I don't know. I mean, I guess is nothing better than something you don't want? That's kind of the question that Kevin Pritchard has to ask and answer himself. That is the ESPN 580 Daily Rewind. We take you through the day's sports conversation here on Live, Local, and Loud. It is the rewind of the best, like the rewind and flavor you get from an ice-cold Yuengling. Yuengling is free while gaming at Victory Casino Cruises. You can visit them at 855-GO-VICTORY or victorycasinocruises.com. All right, let's stop messing around here. Let's get into the Orlando Magic. We're going to talk about their draft last night. The draft trades, which I was not a fan of. We want to get your thoughts on it with the Orlando Dodge question of the night. What did you think of the Magic's draft last night? At 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN5andNick. And at the Jerry Daniels, we take those calls, texts, and tweets next. It's Live, Local, and Loud.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580. Nick. And at the Jerry Daniels, thanks for joining us here this evening. We're going to talk about the Orlando Magic, get into some NBA draft topics throughout the show. If you've missed some of the news of the day as well, we're going to catch you up on some of that, namely Blake Griffin deciding to opt out of his deal in L.A. He will become a free agent. But let's get into the Orlando Dodge question of the night. It is, what are your thoughts on the Magic's draft last night? If you have missed what happened in the draft a night ago, first of all, where have you been? Second of all, here's what happened. The Orlando Magic with the number 6 pick in the NBA draft last night. They took Florida State's Jonathan Isaac. He became the second highest Florida State player drafted in school history in the NBA draft. The Magic then took Kansas State's Wesley Iwundu with the 33rd overall pick. Now, Orlando did have 4 picks. That was just 2 of them. What happened to the other 2, you say? They traded them, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond. The Magic traded 2 of those 4 picks. One trade, the rights to the 25th pick to the Philadelphia 76ers in exchange for a 2020 first-round pick that belongs to Oklahoma City. We'll get into kind of the fact that that pick is that's never coming back. It isn't. But also they traded the 35th pick to the Memphis Grizzlies in exchange for a 2019 second-round pick from Brooklyn. So that is where the four picks went. What are your thoughts on the moves? 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. I want to divide this into 2 different things, okay? Players and picks, okay? The 2 player selections I love from John Hammond and Jeff Weltman. I really liked those moves. Jonathan Isaac was my guy pretty much from the beginning. He does not have a refined offensive game, but I do not think he gets the credit for being able to put the ball in the bucket from people who just kind of watch him and say, all right, it's another Aaron Gordon. It's another guy who's kind of long and athletic.
We don't
know where
way
he is going to play. I think he is a much more defined player than Aaron was coming out of college. Like, I see Jonathan Isaac as a guy where you can see where you can put him on the floor, either at the three or the four, and he has a high motor as a ball player. I really do like him a lot. At 33, you kind of picked a four-year version of the same guy, long and athletic, 6 foot, 10, 6 foot 11, 7 foot one.
Solid,
wingspan.
Not a lot of upside.
Wesley Iwundu, a guy who, I mean, you talk about not a lot of upside, but he really improved his shot from his junior to senior year at Kansas State as well. I like both of the picks. And the biggest problem I think the Magic fans are having right now is what the expectation was in the draft. I think you have to view this era of Magic basketball, this new front office, as one separate from the Rob Hennigan era. I know they didn't change the name. I know the jerseys look the same, and I get that basically it was the difference between a Tuesday and a Wednesday from when Jeff Weltman took over and Rob Hennigan ended, but the Jeff Weltman, John Hammond era is going to be one, once again, of patience and kind of slow building, and the fact that the last 5 years were mishandled by Rob Hennigan should not affect the decisions that are made by John Hammond to Jeff Weltman. And I thought that these today were, they were long plays. They were. Like, if you were to take a message away from the moves made last night from the Magic front office, it is, though I hate to say it, rebuild 2.0, and we're going to try to...
That's exactly what it is.
It is. It is. It is rebuild 2.0, and it is...
I almost want a Magic jersey. This is 2.0.
Here's the thing. Rob Hennigan spent 5 years building a house here in Orlando, okay? That house, it is on faulty foundation. And when you go in and you buy that house that is on faulty foundation, you do not build on top of that faulty foundation. What John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are going to do, and you might see some other roster moves ahead, is you knock down the house and you build your own foundation and you make sure that it is sound that you are building on. And those two picks last night, I think, are their guys, guys that they had identified early that they liked and are glad to have on this team.
I loved what Weltman said about the 33 pick and there being a chance. I mean, he basically said, this guy's not on the outside looking in. It is my job to find a role or to find a way to get him mm-hmm. onto the floor.
Yeah.
I really like that. And the funny thing about Kansas State is they've got a good run of developing these guard positions. And last year, this senior got a lot of opportunities when the ball mattered or when the game was on the line to play the point guard spot. So I got an opportunity to watch a lot of video on both these guys
yeah.
and got a chance to see Isaac in Orlando. For any of you who went down
the
and got
NCAA
to see.
NCAA tournament.
We got to see.
He
now,
was good in one game and bad in another.
And I'll tell you, when I went to see those games, he was not on my radar. I didn't even know he was a prospect for Orlando. But I did get a chance to see him play. And, you know, nothing bad stuck out. Mm-hmm. So going to the lines, 844-225-5580, Orlando Dodge. Question of the night is, what do you think about what the Magic did last night? First on the line, we've got Ed in DeLand. Ed, welcome to Live Local and Loud.
Oh, thanks. Hey, last year, we finally picked a good guy. 5 minutes later, we trade him away for a washed-up power forward that all he wants to do is shoot three-pointers. Okay, so that's in the past. This year, we got four picks. All right, mm-hmm. bright future. They crush us again. Okay, with the first pick, all right. But how do you trade away the 25th pick for nothing and you come out of this draft with no point guard? Dude, Alfred Payton, he's not an NBA point guard. He can't play a lick at defense. And you could have picked the player of the year, the wooden player of the year, with either two of your second or third picks, and you trade him away for nothing. How do you come away without a point guard? Dude, we're going to suffer through Alfred Payton again? I'm done. Season over again. Here we go. They're either idiots or they're tanking. One or the other.
I think the name calling is a little bit strong there. I'm surprised they didn't come away with a point guard either. I would have expected them to take one later in the draft. Now, to say they crushed us again, that was Rob Hennigan last year. I don't know how good Sabonis is going to be, honestly. But, like, we'll leave that where it is. I don't know how good Sabonis is going to be, but we'll leave that there. Let's talk about this year's draft. I was surprised, though. Yeah, you're right. You could have taken Frank Mason there. You could have taken the Oklahoma State point guard as well. There was perceived to be a ton of talent there at the back end of the draft. And I was surprised as well, Ed, that they traded those picks. And as I said at the beginning of the segment, I would separate it from players and picks. I don't get the trades. I don't. I understand that Jeff Weltman wanted to avoid taking four rookies on this team, why they traded those guys. In fact, let me play this. This is Jeff Weltman last night, Ed. I want you to listen to this as well. This is Jeff Weltman last night after working those trades out, talking about kind of the motivation behind those trades.
We didn't want to draft four rookies, so we attempted to preserve those assets. So maybe, you know, look at future ways to hold those picks. So we move them for future pieces.
I get what Jeff Weltman is saying there, but I'll agree with you, Ed. I don't think that those picks are going to be there. You traded 25 for heavily protected first round pick that you probably won't get back until 2022. What it does tell me is perhaps Jeff Weltman has no intention of using those picks himself. Maybe he wants to use them as assets later on. You attach them with a player and try to move them from there. You know what I mean, Jerry? Is it's all right, well, we have this extra Oklahoma City first round pick. Although it is heavily protected, I throw this into a deal with more players, and that might be the kicker that gets a trade done. Now, I'm trying to read Jeff Weltman's mind here, and listen, like I'm just kind of going from the outside looking in. That is the only thing I can say that I like about that deal is, if you didn't like any of the guys there and you thought, hey, I can get the same value, and Weltman said they felt the draft had flattened out at about 22, if you felt you could get the same value at 33, move 25, and get some extra goodies and avoid four rookies on a team that is already very, very young, then I understand it. But aside from that, Ed, I totally understand what you're saying about that trade. I don't get it. Because I would have liked to have seen another player. I would have liked to have seen a third guy in this draft, let's say, and that be a point guard. Because I agree with you. I'm out on Elfrid Payton, a point guard. I don't think he plays defense, and defense is an effort thing. I don't think that he can play at this level. I think he's a backup point guard in this league. Appreciate the phone call, Ed. 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. You can also hit us up on Twitter at ESPN580Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. The Orlando Dodge question of the night: what do you think of the Magic's picks in the draft last night? They take Jonathan Isaac at 6. They take Iwundu at 33. Wesley Iwundu out of Kansas State. And, of course, they traded 25 and 35. Let's go back to the phone lines. Anthony is in Orlando. Anthony, you're up next. You're on Live, Local, and Loud. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. There's a couple of takeaways that I get from the draft the Magic did last night. First, I think Isaac was a great pick for us at that spot. He's either going to turn into a steal of the draft or he's going to be a rotational player for us. Either way, at 6, you couldn't have done better than that. As far as trading the picks later in the draft, he stuck with some of Hennigan's ingredients for this cake. And like you said just a minute ago, if he didn't value those assets in this draft, do we really want him to force something just to appease us? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, we want our team better. Putting four rookies in with the young team we have already would just take away coaching from the guys we already have on the roster. And I think he wants to see what he has as far as Hazonia and some of the other young guys on our roster before he proceeds in his final vision for our team. So overall, I was very pleased with it. I didn't hear anything about culture or, you know, the right guy sit personality-wise. We try to get the best players to make this team a winner again, and that's the way we need to work. So I was pleased with it.
Yeah, Anthony, good thoughts. Tremendous phone call there. I think you're right on when it comes to trading those picks late. The only other thing you could have done, and I forgot to mention this when Ed was on the line as well, is you could have taken a guy, and this is way inside, but you take a guy from Europe and you stash him, right? Like, that's what you do then, is it's all right, I'm going to take, like the Celtics took Zizic last year, and they said, okay, you stay in Europe for another year, or Saric when the Magic had his draft, right? Saric was not coming to Orlando, and he didn't come to Philly until last year as well. If there was a guy there maybe that you could have drafted and stashed, you could have done that. Even then, you know, we're rearranging deck chairs at this point in time.
We got NBA analyst coming up next hour, Mark Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
And according to him, the stash was low this year. There's only going to be six of them.
It wasn't a strong European draft this year. It wasn't a strong international draft.
I pounded the over on it.
Yeah, I feel as if Jeff Weltman made that trade saying, okay, I can get future first and some seconds. And as I said, not a huge fan of the deal, but I package them, like, let's say I package a future second and that Oklahoma City first with Elfrid Payton, get him out of town, right? Like, it just becomes sweeteners to the pot in deals, and I think these guys are going to be active in the trade market. Quickly, let's go to Michael in Orlando. Michael, you're up next. You're on Live, Local, and Loud. What do you think about last night, Mike?
I think we still should have drafted this, like the two we drafted. but we could have drafted the other two. And the two best players, we keep them, and the other two, they come to the D-League until they're ready, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have. You could use your D-League team, which, of course, you have in Lakeland now, and you have the new CBA, which has two-way contracts as well. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know if Iwundu makes this team right away. Like, maybe he's in the D-League. I don't, you know, I think maybe the Magic are planning for Mario Hezonja to be using up one of those contracts maybe as well. I want to keep talking about this a little bit more as well. So we're going to take your phone calls at 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. The text 21232. What do you think of the Magic's moves last night? They take Jonathan Isaac at 6. Wesley won't do it 33. And the two trades that have everyone kind of scratching their heads, we'll break those down a little bit more as well. With Jerry Daniels, I'm Nick Grunowitz. This is Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580 Orlando.
This is ESPN 580 Orlando's Live, Local, and Loud.
Hey, welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studio, some of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580. Nick. And at the Jerry Daniels, text about the Magic's moves last night into 21232. Jonathan Isaac, a great selection. Orlando could use the size. His defense is solid for sure, and he just needs to gain weight. He definitely could be something here in O-Town. I agree with that text. The Jonathan Isaac selection for me represents exactly why you hired Jeff Weltman and then in turn lured John Hammond away from Milwaukee. You go for a blueprint that has worked for these guys in the past. And I try to stay consistent with my opinions. There are times where I'm not, that I'm all over the place, and I'll admit it, and I'll even say I'm a hypocrite. That's fine. But the reason why I championed John Hammond coming to Orlando, even before the news broke,
yeah,
he was
you
the
were
new
pretty
GM,
hard on that.
I was in on long, athletic, go with that blueprint, and this is a guy, John Hammond and Jeff Weltman too, and we know Hammond's worked more than Weltman's because he has a longer track record as a GM, what, 9 years, 11 years there in Milwaukee. This is a guy that identified that blueprint, and he stuck to it for multiple drafts, and that is what I'm hoping the Magic do here. With Rob Hennigan, it wasn't the same. With Rob, we were buying lottery tickets. It was, okay, we're just going to pick this guy, pick that guy, trade this guy, move that guy. I feel like John Hammond and Jeff Weltman have a plan, and even trading those two picks, as strange as it was, and it left me kind of scratching my head as well last night, I feel as if there is a plan moving forward with these two guys. There was no plan before over the last 5 years.
Want to remind you that our Orlando Dodge question of the night is brought to you by our friends at Orlando Dodge, Orlando's oldest family-owned car dealership. Find out why myself, our insider Scott Edwards, and even Victory Casino Cruises all drive Ram 1500s from our friends at Orlando Dodge at OrlandoDodge.com. All right, let me break down my thoughts on this sure. guy from FSU.
Are you talking about Jonathan Isaac?
Yes.
Sure.
He does need meat on his bones.
Oh, of course.
But he was saying all the right things, and you can teach certain skills, you can develop certain skills, but I don't think you can teach character at this point in his age. I mean, he's going to be 20, 19, whatever, mm-hmm. sophomore. So I liked what he said. Now, he sounded like he had an agent who was telling him the right things to say. That's fine. But he can build his muscle mass. That's what the NBA's for.
Yeah.
He didn't need that.
You
in
get
college.
Him a conditioning guy, strength
yes.
and conditioning coach, and you handcuff him to that guy and you feed him. That's what you do.
Does anybody remember Dwight or Shaq when they came here? They were big, but they weren't as big as they were 2 years in.
Yes.
And I remember a lot of people saying, well, Dwight's athletic, but, you know, he needs to get some more meat on his bones. That's all that we're dealing with here. Now, the one thing that I had was that I was kind of confused on what we were looking for here on his offensive skill set,
mm-hmm.
considering what we already have on the team. But
that's what I was saying to myself. You're not considering anything on
I
the team.
I just need to just ignore what's there and think blank slate.
Right. Ignore the nine guys that the Magic have currently on contract. I hate to put it that way,
yeah.
okay? But and I don't – all right. Listen, I mean, this is the inconvenient truth for the Orlando Magic. Your team has a roster of guys that nobody sold on. That's really what it is. From Nick Vucevic to Aaron Gordon, nobody sold on any of them, and I think that's why the Magic are not in many of these trade talks, because who on this team are you really interested in? So John Hammond and Jeff Weltman are not not drafting a power forward because Aaron Gordon's there. No spot is filled.
Yeah.
Everyone is up for grabs, and I think the biggest message that we can take from these moves is that these guys are going. John Hammond did an interview earlier today on SiriusXM NBA Radio, and he said we're going to take this as a year to sit and evaluate. I think that that is a good idea for these guys to figure out what they have.
I'm concerned about that, though, okay. Because so many of these players then lose any value they have by the end of the year, whether it be
there
for cut
none.
Fodder or... No, come on. Vooch could make Vooch, certain teams
sure.
better.
Sure, like Nick Vucevic. Let's do a quick trade value thing here, okay? I'll pull up the Orlando Magic's roster
one
quickly.
One through five?
All right, yes. I'm going to pull that up while I do that, okay? Jonathan Isaac actually spoke today at a press conference. The Orlando Magic officially introduced him. You heard it live right here on ESPN 580 during a special edition of ESPN Edmund Scudness. And here is Jonathan Isaac. He talked about what skill set he has that will best translate to the NBA right now.
Honestly, the skill I feel more comfortable with is defense. You know, you don't have to know too much. You just gotta, you know, defense is effort. And with Frank and his schemes that I don't know, I'm willing to, you know, just step right in and learn.
I think that was a very mature answer to that question from Jonathan Isaac. And at the very least, a team that played zero defense whatsoever is going to have a guy long, athletic, that can play kind of the 3-4-5 for you and play a little bit of defense.
Yeah, the two guys we brought in for defense both decided that they were going to be offense.
Exactly. Okay, so let's quickly go through a trade value kind of chart here that I have of guys that are currently on the roster, okay? Bismack Biyombo, Evan Fournier, Nick Vucevic. Hold on, this is 16-17. Let me quickly pull up 17-18 because 16-17 is officially over July 1st. Okay, Biyombo, Fournier, Vuce, Terrence Ross,
yep.
DJ Augustine, yep. Aaron Gordon, CJ Watson. Man, Watson's still on this team. Mario Hezonja, Elfrid Payton, Steven Zimmerman, Patricio Guerrero, Marcus George's Hunt. Okay, final three there. Those guys have no value whatsoever. So I'm talking about Payton, Hezonja, Watson, Gordon, Augustine, Ross, Vucevic, Fournier, and Biyombo. Those nine guys. How much value is there, Jerry?
On the right teams. Vuce has value, period. They needed to move him already. Biyombo on the right team, he does, but the problem is you're paying too
He's
much
overpaid.
For a guy that is that role. You're which paying too much for a backup center.
Which in turn hurts his value. That's what I mean. That plays into my point.
Aaron
exactly.
Gordon has value. Because some team out there is looking at Gordon going, I love that athleticism. I think I can do something with him that the Magic weren't able to do. Hey, we've had a lot of players leave the Magic and have blossoming careers somewhere else. Now, I expected more out of our number two, Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
But we've had players move on and have better roles. Chucky Atkins, Ben Wallace.
Okay,
I might be going back two decades.
Yeah, I'm not talking about two decades ago. I'm talking about recently. Like recently. That's something
we've not had it recently.
Okay, because I mean, Magic fans will point that out to me all the time. Tobias Harris and as big a fan as Mo Harkless as I am, I'm the mayor of Harkless Island. I mean, Mo is a rotational player as well. Victor Oladipo, same thing.
Harris kind of waned.
I don't know about T12 right now. I think Tobias is in some trouble there right now in Detroit. But of all the guys that I mentioned, no one is calling you at the deadline saying, we got to have this guy. Like, I don't know how much you're getting for Aaron Gordon or Elfrid Payton for someone to trade for them for the right to pay them next summer. Because that's what you're going to have to do. Now, maybe a Brooklyn will do that.
Fournier has some value.
Evan does. Evan's got a little bit of value.
$17 million for that player with that offense. I think he's going to find a home.
Five-year deals. $17 million a year. You're right. It's pretty affordable at this point. Biyombo has no value.
No.
Zero.
I agree.
None whatsoever.
And
okay,
we're stuck with him for
so
what?
I just
more?
Gave you a list of nine guys, Jerry, right? Two of them.
Why are you trying to depress me tonight?
I'm not trying to depress you. This is the cold, hard truth. Like, I mean, it's time, Magic fans, okay? Get up. Go lay down on the couch, all right, and understand. Those that are flipping out over the fact that the new GM and the new president of basketball operations are taking a slow approach to kind of how they want to build this team, it's because I just listed the nine guys on contract, and two of them are, quote-unquote, slightly interesting. No wonder you're not in it for Paul George. This is what Rob Hennigan did to you. He left. He didn't just leave the cupboard bare, okay?
He ripped my heart out.
It is a very tough situation at one Magic place when it comes to the roster. That being said, the two guys we have, I think that they're going to do a nice job in rebuilding it. You just got to give them a little bit of time. We'll talk about this a whole lot more, some other NBA storylines, Jimmy Butler's in Minnesota, and more next. It's
Love
Live,
that.
Local, and Loud.